Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Jen and Friends with our friend, paranormal investigator Scott Tolbert from Inner Light Paranormal, talking about going out to different places people feel like is haunted and gathering the evidence so you can either debunk it or prove that something is there. Now, Scott, the one that freaks me out the most is this jail. This is in Alabama. Something dark is there and responds audibly to you when you're inside.
Right.
If there's somebody in here with me, can you please make a sound to let me know if you're here? Holy shit. I heard that.
Is that the most scared you've ever been?
No, but I was pretty startled, though.
Well, your natural reaction is to cuss, so yes. That means that you were yes. uncomfortable.
Right, exactly. I mean, when you experience this, when you're in a place that's totally dark, I didn't have a flash or nothing, and when you're in a dark room like this, you know it's got a lot of dark history to it, it's going to freak you out.
Mm. And so what do you do with that information? So afterwards, like, do you get the darkness out? Is it still in there in the old jail in Alabama?
So what it basically is that, you know, when you have a place like this where it has a lot of bad people in this prison, it's going to attract negative energies, negative stuff. Almost anything could come through there. I don't know what that was, but it was growling, and it sounded like a bad dog or something when I was at the time. But it was about 5 feet in front of me, and that's why it scared me. You know, I've been doing this for so many years. It still gets very scary to be in a place by yourself. It's hard, you know, a place that you know is, you know, all the activity that's there.
Okay, so we've got a million questions for you. Curtis, I know you've got some.
What is the creepiest thing that you've ever witnessed yourself? Something has completely caught you off guard.
We were in a place back in 2006. This place had a lot of bad history to it. And we were in the basement of this area. And the guy that had the house built a retaining wall for a specific reason. And he did some bad things to some people in this basement. And as I'm sitting recording, one of my persons in my team, she reacts to energies, and she's like bending over backwards, and all of a sudden this big mist comes out of this doorway, and you see it on camera, and it's like this what we would call like almost like ectoplasm almost. And all of a sudden my other lady in our team, she's a psychic medium, she had like scratches on her arm, and we got these like five or six women screaming saying help me, and we figured that they were in the basement and they were trapped. And
wow.
Yeah. So, but it was pretty intense. And, you know, back then I didn't know what to do with that, because it was my first time experiencing that. You know, up until that point, I've just got like, you know, normal stuff, but that was so intense. You know, I was like, what do we do? You know, it's, you know, when you encounter a place like that, you have a lot of history that's negative. You know, you want to try to help that. You want to try to resolve that. And that's where I am today. To this day, I try to help issues like that.
So have you ever been to the Haunted Museum from Ghost Hunters? So that was the question I was going to ask off the air. So Ghost Hunters, they have the Haunted Museum of the things that he's collected from these properties. Have you ever gone to his Haunted Museum?
Yeah, I think that's Zach Bagans.
Yeah.
Ghost Adventures. Yeah,
yes.
I wanted to, but to be honest with you, you got to be prepared. I've heard a lot of people that go into the place, they get stuff that, you know, follows him home. And even Zach, he even says, I think he makes you sign a waiver, because I know what those things are, and so I don't really want to go look for it.
Mm-hmm.
I try to resolve issues like that. You know, my work is about helping people that have those kind of things, and I try to either get rid of it or try to fix the situation, and I bring in the good positive energy and the good, like, you know, good energy to the place. So mm-hmm. I don't, and as far as that, you know, I'll probably go one day, but as far as, you know, the negative stuff that's there, you got to be careful, extremely careful.
Mm-hmm. You have to be mentally prepared for that.
Yes. Mostly spiritual, like, you know, whatever spiritual belief that you believe in, you got to be strong minded, and you got to do whatever your protection, because if you don't, they're going, you know, things like that, you know,
attach themselves to
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing what you've seen and doing what you've done, How does that affect your relationships with your family and your friends?
Well, my wife, she's had stuff. She's seen stuff her entire life. And when I first met her, she's had stuff that's affected her. And so we both gotten to where we can protect ourselves from these things, because people, you know, people are scared to talk about this, and people are more open to energies, which is spirits. But people don't talk about that because they're like, you know, they think that they're, you know, being treated like they're crazy or something. And so when you're able to find a way to protect yourself, my relationship has become stronger, you know, because I feel like sometimes I can protect her, sometimes she can mm-hmm. protect me, you know, so we got each other's back.
And you have somebody to talk to who gets it.
Exactly.
You don't have to convince them otherwise. Exactly.
I have a question. I am as skeptic comes, but I got goosebumps here. Have you ever been to a place where the spirit has followed you back and left with you?
Yeah, when I first got into this, and I pretty much just got into it, and what I was trained as I went along, and I was with some groups that did other intense cases, and but like I say, if you get involved in this work, you gotta be prepared as far as, you know, because you never know what you're gonna encounter. And so I have had some stuff follow me home, but it taught me how to be where I'm at today, where I can protect myself.
How do you shake that?
What it basically is building your faith up, whatever faith you believe in. You know, I have my own faith, and so building your faith up and having your own strong mind and just being more empowered on yourself, where you can just, you know, what it basically is, negative energy. Once you understand what it is, you know, whatever belief that you believe in, my belief, I know it's more powerful than whatever that is, that negative energy is. So I have no fear at all, you know.
And it's that concept of, you know, darkness can't combat darkness. Like, yeah. Only light can, right? Only light can push out the darkness. Like, only love can push out hate, right? It's not...
Basically, yes. It's like negative energy. And everybody has their own little, like, rituals, you know. I do prayers. I do certain things. And everybody has their own way of doing it. And I've gotten to where I can teach others how to... Because when I've experienced this myself, I have firsthand how to do this. And so I can tell people what I've experienced, how to teach, help everybody else, you know.
When you show them love or compassion or acceptance, is it something where it cancels it out and they're able to leave, or is it something where it just kind of neutralizes their energy and they're just, you know, still kind of chilling on the couch with you?
If it's something negative, you don't really want to show it compassion. You just kind of understand what it is and learn how to deal with it and get rid of it and keep mm-hmm. it away from you, what it basically is.
Right. Are there nice ghosties?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yes, lots of them.
Yeah, but what's the difference between a ghost and a spirit? Like, my father passed away a couple of years ago. I believe his spirit is around me. But I don't know if there are ghosts floating through the room right now.
I basically think of them as just people, just like us. Mm-hmm. They just go to a different place. Everybody has their own thing. I call them, you know, spirits or people. Mm-hmm. But ghosts is like, you know, the fun way I had to pronounce what they are. But I just call them people.
So I don't think that the ghosts in my house are bad or mad. To me, they just seem stuck.
Yeah, and I firmly believe that you had a lot of protective spirits there too, because they were, I felt just from my feelings, all of our feelings, even the lady that was there, she had some abilities, and we all felt that they were just trying to let you know that they were there, but they were not trying to overpower themselves on you, and they were just like being respectful of you.
It seems to me like they're in my neighborhood. They're chilling out. They sometimes come through the house, but they're not like the house itself, I don't feel like it's haunted. I feel like the neighborhood, the area, but the same spirits walking through my house could be walking through my neighbor's house. Mm-hmm. It's kind of how mm-hmm. it makes me feel.
Yeah, basically the land that your house is built on.
Yeah, there's a lot of people there. But I don't feel like they're mean or mad or upset at anything. I just feel like they just think that that's their land.
Right.
Like that they just still own it or something.
Yeah, what basically, you know, you had the battle that was there. So, you know, a lot of them probably can't, you know, I can't really say why they're still there, but you know, we did get a lot of, you know, responses pertaining to what the history was there, you know, and that's mm-hmm. all we can pretty much say. I can't really say exactly what's there, because I can only show that we did get, you know, we get like a man saying general and certain names that were there,
mm-hmm.
and that's all I can say. But I can give my opinion that I do feel that there are spirits still there, because they died there, you know, so their energy can still linger there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you guys told me to go talk to them afterwards. And I did, because right when we moved into our house, it was right when my daughter had beat cancer. We had been through a lot and she was still little. And so I walked into the living room one day and I talked to the ghosts. I was there by myself. I felt crazy doing it, but I just said, hey, guys, my family has been through a whole lot of crap, and we have handled a lot in the last few years. You know, we have, you know, my daughter beat cancer. We've just been through the ringer. We just moved into this neighborhood. We're cool that you're here, but, like, could you chill and, like, not scare my kids, you know? And I really did. I mean, I talked to thin air and felt like a lunatic when I was doing it, but the TV stopped messing up after that. Right after that, the TV went away. Mm-hmm. I still hear the footsteps regularly, but I don't, the TV doesn't go on and off in the middle of the night anymore. Like, I think they were like, oh, okay, she knows we're here. Maybe we can back off a little bit.
Yeah, usually if you encounter a situation that's negative, you're going to have different stuff happen what you're having. What you're having, just them letting you know that they're there.
Okay.
And I felt that there was even some things that were protecting your daughter, too.
Really?
That's what we all felt at the same time. And they're going to be surrounded, y'all, with the love, because we felt a lot of love in your house when we were there. So
that's cool.
You want to embrace that. I have a spirit in my house, and he's very protective of my 8-year-old son. He lets us know when somebody's there he don't like. And he'll kind of warn us. Sometimes you'll hear, like, boots stomping, man's boot steps in the house. But he's very respectful as far as to us.
Uh-huh.
But he knows that was used to be his house. And so he's like, you know, this used to be my place. So you show me respect, I'll show you respect. So
cool.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but there's something comforting about it to me. Like, it freaks me out and is comforting all at the same time.
Yeah. If you have a spirit with you, can you drive in the HOV line?
How do you get your car haunted for that purpose?
Exactly. I'm just curious. Wow. How can we use a spirit to our advantage?
Someone take his batteries out.
Scott, anything else that you want people to know about paranormal investigations? Anything?
Yeah, that's funny that Mark was mentioning that. We always try to make our investigations fun. We don't go out to a place that, you know, try to provoke stuff. We crack jokes and we make it fun. And usually where we're talking to ourselves or just telling jokes or something, you'll hear these voices overacting with us. And so a lot of times, you know, all I ask is that, you know, have somebody have an open mind to what's going on. And if you have a haunting, just try not to overreact, because they can sense our energies.
Mm-hmm.
And our energies has effect on them as well. And so, you know, it's all about training the individual at the house how to deal with this, you know, because some things are going to be around. You can't push those out sometimes. And there's actually things out there that are protective for us, and you want to keep them around. So it's all about having a group like us come out and use our equipment and find out what exactly what's going on, and just, you know, just kind of take the time and find out. You know, don't overreact, in other words. So.
And, you know, when you go back to how you treat the spirits and the ghost, it's like we were watching that Ghost Hunters show before, and they seem like to just agitate them. They seem like they want to fight the ghost. I'm like, that can't work to your advantage.
Yeah, that's, you know, I know the show you're talking about. And
they're like, come on, ghost, yes. Talk to me.
Yeah, that's just pretty much entertainment.
Yeah.
And so you shouldn't really use that to learn about what this is, because that's just all about Hollywood interpretation. So you really want to, you know, you don't want to learn from that. You know, you want to try to get with a group like us. And but we're all about, we don't do that at all.
Good.
Provoking just makes it worse, you know.
That seems like they're going to be your friend.
Yes.
They're going to want to talk to you if you want to. Right. Take them out behind the schoolyard and beat them up.
Yeah.
And Scott, you said that there's people in your team that are intuitive and have some psychic abilities. What do you think about this? So Curtis just recently met somebody who's a psychic who asked him, what did she say to you?
She says, well, so how long have you noticed them? And I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. And she says, you know what I'm talking about. And I said, I have no idea. She said, okay, how long have the others been making the noises? You're not going crazy. And I sat there and I'm like, holy shit, it's about time someone got me. Because there's sometimes when I come home and I keep things, I'm a creature of habit, and I keep things a certain way. So one day I came to my apartment and my chair was turned sideways. And the first thing I thought of was, like, maintenance had come to my apartment. They were doing something around. I called a check. No one has been in my apartment. Okay, I fixed my chair back. Some days I come home, there's, like, cabinet doors cracked open or drawers open. I'll close it. It bothers me because I got to the point I'm like, okay, I think I'm just going a little bit crazy. Then maybe I left it open, or maybe I just forgot about it. But then now in my laundry room, there's noises. I would be in my living room, I would hear the noises. I'd walk towards the laundry room, and then they would stop. I'd go sit back down. They'd start again. I'd walk back over. They would stop. So, but now it's like sometimes at night, I'll walk in there. There's nothing in there. I'm thinking it's a neighbor. There's not a neighbor. And if I sit in my living room or stay near it, then it'll stop. But as soon as I'll go back in my bedroom, it wants to start back again. So she says, you're not going crazy. She says, you're liked in the spirit world. And this is their way of communication to let you know they're there. But if they're bothering you, just let them know, okay, guys, you're not welcome here. And she said, and they'll leave.
What do you think that is?
So when you experience that, what is the feeling you get? Is it something like negative or what do you feel?
It's not negative. I mean, because it feels like a brush of air is on me.
Okay.
And it doesn't bother me. But at first I was getting frustrated because some stuff is getting moved or moved around. Yeah. Or I know I put my keys in the counter. Why are they in here? So things like that, it really bothered me. And at first I really thought I was going crazy.
Yeah. So what it basically is, we'll come out and we'll ask like 1,000 questions. Mm-hmm. Like another question is like, have you ever experienced this before in another place? You know?
Oh, yeah.
Because usually people, you know, some people are born with abilities. We'll see stuff. And, you know, as we go along, sometimes it goes away. Sometimes it gets stronger. And so it could be just be the individual like you might be, you know, haunted yourself. You're more open to it. And that's what a psychic basically is. You're open to seeing more, you know, energy is what I call it. You know, everybody has their own, you know, word to describe it. But yeah, like if you was to call us, we would come out and investigate and see what we get. We might get voices. Somebody might even want to talk to you. Might have a friend that may have passed away, or might be a relative or somebody. Mm-hmm. Might be somebody used to live in a house. Mm-hmm. And so we try to come in with an open mind first and don't try to, like, you know, like I say, don't provoke. You know, that doesn't get anywhere at all. And just try to use like a scientific method to try to see what's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Would you be open to that?
Oh, absolutely, I would.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I do not provoke them. I leave them alone. You know, there was one night, they were a little loud one night.
Yeah.
And then that's the night I was like, okay, let me call my cousin because her dad is a preacher. Mm-hmm. And, you know, her and I talked and she says, you know, I experienced the same thing. Mm-hmm. She said, let me just text you a prayer. Mm-hmm. And she texts me a prayer and she says, and just read this. And then I just felt better after I read that. Mm-hmm. Because they calmed down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Usually if you're hearing a lot more, if the energy is ramped up more, mm-hmm. that's them say, hey, I'm here. Because in their reality, they're pretty much kind of screaming at us and we can't really hear what they can. So they're doing whatever they can. And just the knock stuff, what you're experiencing, I can tell that you're not, you know, whatever's there is something, you know, good.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing bad.
Yeah.
Because I look for people getting scratches. I look for other things. Mm-hmm. My questions, but I think, you know, yours is okay. You know, no big, nothing negative. In other words,
no, it's nothing negative. But yeah. I feel the air.
Air. Yeah.
I feel the brush.
And that's their way too, because sometimes when they'll walk past us, I'll get chill bumps. And when you get chill bumps, you can't create that. That's your body's natural reaction to energies, and that's mm-hmm. what it basically is.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
No, I just got goosebumps right now. Oh, my gosh. So fascinating. Scott, thank you so much. You're awesome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.